In comparison with most Hollywood movie trailers, this promotional piece for the film 2307 Winter's Dream stands up.
They say this used to be one of the hottest deserts on Earth. A 500-mile radius of lifeless tundra they call Dead Zone 714. I guess hell finally froze over.
While the long winter of 2 years ago may have felt like hell to many, it did provide a perfect setting for the makers of the sci-fi movie 2307 Winter's Dream, which shows this Saturday night at the North Park, part of the 10th annual Buffalo International Film Festival. While 2307 is just one of the 100 films from over 20 countries that will be screened this weekend, it is likely the only one that made a movie set of a frozen Lake Erie.
It looks like Antarctica when it's frozen over, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's really interesting how the wind blows up these, like, ice waves. So they look almost like little hills and mountains and ridges and stuff. So it puts texture on the ice.
Director Joey Curtis, who chatted with WBFO from his office in Southern California.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, shooting on the lake, though, you got to understand, I grew up in the Mojave Desert, so I'm a real wimp when it comes to, like, cold weather. And yeah. We even had guys come out playing the humanoid characters, these really strong guys, these weightlifters. And so they were out there with no shirt, you know, laying in the snow, because we had this scene where the humanoids get killed, and they laid in the snow for us. And only in the planet Earth are you going to find people to do that in Buffalo.
Raising funds for an independent film is a story in of itself. Curtis says he used initial funding for the film's interior shots in California, from which he produced a slick movie trailer that helped to draw more investors. That money allowed for exterior production in Buffalo and the dramatic landscape of a frozen Lake Erie. During that process, Curtis says the story evolved from the typical sci-fi hero always wins thriller to a futuristic film that reflects the current condition.
But what it ended up becoming is an anti-hero's journey about a soldier or a military policeman of sorts in the future, you know, who is his charge is to police these humanoids, because these humanoids are created as slaves. And I think what really ended up happening is we told a story about the situation that I feel like is happening in our country right now, where the police are being militarized and they're policing the very people that they love, you know? And I think what happens after a while doing that is you come to the realization that the people who are giving you orders aren't necessarily the good guys.
2307 Winter's Dream will be shown Saturday night at the North Park, part of the 10th annual Buffalo International Film Festival. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.